babes, it's your girl Olenike Osibowale bringing you back another Selfish Babe podcast. And you guys know I've been having the guests lately on my podcast, so I'm so excited to bring to you guys another guest, a guest of mine, Chef Vita from Kingston, Jamaica. Hey. Say hey.
Hey, what's up, man? It's a pleasure being on your podcast.
Tell myself to say Selfish Babes hi.
Selfish Babes, hi. I'm here for you.
I sure love to hear it.
Good vibes.
So you guys know I have been or want to be in Jamaica for at least 30 days. And I think today is probably like day 11. And so there's been a lot of Jamaicans I actually want to bring onto my podcast. And I remember when I was back in Jamaica, probably in early March, I had met Chef Vita through his Airbnb Riverside Dining experience, right? I've seen him post on Instagram because he has a great following. And I'm like, okay, when I come to Jamaica, I got to do this experience. And I literally commented, I'm coming to see you. And I did that. And so I booked the experience in the link in his bio. And I went with Travel Buddy JA. You guys know if you're ever visiting Jamaica, make sure you also book your excursions with Travel Buddy JA. She takes women around Jamaica. I feel very safe and comfortable when I'm in Jamaica with her. So make sure to book her. So I went with her. And we went by this beautiful riverside. And we met Chef Vita with his winning smile, right? You guys see the smile, right? And he was a great host, very professional. The food was amazing. And what I really enjoyed about the experience was his knowledge, not only in the food, but like Rastafarianism. How do you say that? How do you say it?
Rastafarianism.
Yeah. Like I felt like when we were talking and chatting with him, he just felt like he was so passionate about what he was saying and the culture. And I really enjoyed that. And I was like, wow, like my Selfish Babes need to hear more about him, what he does, and just some of the self-beliefs that he has, right? And so when we're having this interview right now, one of the main things that I really want Chef Vita to talk about is belief in yourself. You guys know that, I know at least, that believing in yourself is really important. And I just feel like a big part of self-love is believing in yourself, because I feel like without that energy that you push for yourself and your own self-belief, you don't really get too far. Like, it's great when everybody else believes in you, but it's just like if you don't believe in yourself, you're never going to get super, super far. Yeah. So first, I want Chef Vita to kind of introduce himself, tell us about where you come from, and tell us how you got into food.
Yay. Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, my name is Chef Vita. I am here based in Jamaica, Ocho Rios to be exact at the moment. That's where I am based, where I do business, and I do my Airbnb River experience there. Mm-hmm. I also run a juice and salad bar where we serve healthy vegan food on the daily for people that travel all over the world, and also people that are locals. Mm-hmm. And people that comes through Ocho Rios that really needs to get that healthy vegan meal.
Yeah.
So, you know, and also I do private chef, you know, experience different from the river experience. So I'm anything food, I'm in it. I love what I do. I am, you know what I mean? I'm just excited every day to live the dream in real time and by preparing food for other people, because I love nourishing people.
Yeah.
And, you know, the journey has been a great one.
Yeah.
It started in Trelawney growing up there.
Okay.
You know, my father is a person that travels a lot to Canada.
Yeah.
So being that he's traveling, when he's back, we'll have a lot of people over.
Yeah.
So because of having so much people at the house, you know, a lot of food has to be cooked.
Yeah.
So being that big pot I cook every day at the house, I'm always in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And with that energy and that, you know, vibe of wanting to see how the food is prepared, that was like the energy of wanting to know more about food, especially Ital food, because my cook at the time where we were living, he was just transitioning to be a Rasta man.
Yeah.
So because of me wanting to know what is this, what is that, he sent me to the elder Rasta man. His name was Javita.
I'm gonna pause you right there. So for my Selfish Babes that do not understand what Ital food is, what is it?
So Ital food is food that's prepared in its natural state, meaning no process, no GMO, food that, you know, is organic. It's non-GMO, so in Rasta culture, Rastas learn how to prepare their own food, but not only that, but also grow their own food.
Okay.
So they eat what they grow, and it's organic.
Yeah.
So, in
and
a
no
sense,
meat, y'all. There's no meat in this.
No meat. So, in a nutshell, Ital is organic. The modern way of saying organic or vegan
or plant based. You guys know that.
Or plant based. But in the Rasta community, yeah, we always put an I before most of the words, so we say Ital.
Yeah.
Yes.
I want to ask you. You gotta remember for me to ask you like why you do that, but I want you to take us through the journey of meeting your mentor.
Yes. So growing up in Chelani, my mentor Javita, that's where the name Vita came from.
Yeah.
So he impacted my life really well. I met him like around like 10.
Yeah.
And then I started to go to his house, and he would tutor me.
Yeah.
And being there for him to like teach me about the culture and about the food and music and everything.
Yeah.
His lifestyle inspired me so much to the point where when I was 13, I decided to just go straight Ital, start to live the lifestyle. So going through high school, I was just so revolutionary, you know, mindset, energy, more keen on what I put in my body.
Yeah.
And from that mindset from a young age actually inspired me to want to pursue a career in preparing vegan food, or aka Ital food, for people.
Yeah.
I always wanted to be a chef, but just that lifestyle change inspired me more to want to be a Ital / vegan chef.
Okay.
Yes.
And what made you always want to be a chef? Like, what was that for maybe first memory or first experience? You're like, wow, I enjoy cooking for people. I enjoy doing
the gathering of seeing people at my house every day.
Yeah.
To see my friends and people and neighbors will be at my house just there in the living room watching Dish Network, in the backyard playing video games. It's just that communion energy of seeing people waiting like, yo, food soon ready, you know? You know what I mean? So just that energy and hosting people, it just gives me that energy that, yo, I want to nourish people. It's just that my journey brought me to a level where I'm nourishing people with healthy and wholesome food, you know? So that's where it started, just to see people around me.
Yeah, you know, guys, I really like that Chef Vita talks about nourishing people. When it comes to people being nurturers, personally, I feel like that's such a wonderful trait to have. And maybe, I don't want to say rare, there are people out there that are like that, but for somebody to want to nourish somebody like a nurturer, almost like in a mothering way, a giving way. It's very giving of it's very giving of you to cook this food and prepare this food with your energy, knowing it's not only going to be great for somebody's physical health, but also their mental health, their emotional health as well. Because as we all know, a lot of things is energy, right? And so I'm guessing, assuming that when you're preparing your food, you're looking at this from a holistic perspective,
yes,
right?
Yes, it's all energy. My dad is a very kind man. He's very giving. So that energy that, you know, I grew up on and see him giving, it's just within me as a person to give, to share. When me and my friends are by the beach or by the riverside, I would be the first person that wants to start cooking because that's my thing. I don't hesitate to go in the kitchen and whip up a meal, make some juices, you know what I mean? Just good vibes.
Yeah.
So for me, I see that same energy exchange with my business and also with my experience. So the moment I am around the fire, it's me zoning in to nurture the person who is on the other side of receiving my art, you know?
Ashe, you hear what he said, y'all? He said his art.
Yes.
I think that's beautiful, right? Sometimes we don't think about the things that we do as an art. And so when you're talking about cooking and preparing a meal for people, why would you say it's art?
Because it's, one, it's the culinary arts.
Yeah.
It has to become it's like a dance.
Hmm.
The ingredients, the flavors, the textures.
Yeah.
It's art in its full capacity of expression.
Mm.
The emotions you put in with creating the food,
yeah.
the colors,
yeah.
the texture. So for me, I'm very artistic. You know, I can paint, I can draw from a young age. That's why I was at Javaita's house, because he's very artistic. Mm. So once you have that artistic energy flowing through you, there's many ways you can channel it.
Yeah.
I just decide in my adult life right now to channel my artistic energy through the culinary arts. Mm. So every time I make a plate,
yeah.
or I design my meals at my business,
yeah.
I am looking at that artistic side of it,
yeah.
for presentation, because we eat with our eyes first. If the
That's
food
true.
Does not look properly
true.
Presented to you, you would be like, no. So the art with the food of preparing it, you have to make it so presentable to the point where the client is so pleased,
yeah.
and ready to eat it.
That's true. And when I was at the Rosette experience, everything looked amazing. Everything tasted amazing. And I remember you telling me and Jari a story about the first time you cooked sip.
Yeah.
That was ITEL for your family.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that. But first, I want Chef Vita to explain what sip is, because I normally would say soup, but we don't say that here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So in the Rasta community, we have our own terms and words and, you know, things that we say of communicating. So ITEL sip is a shortening for soup. But because in the Rasta community, words sound power, soup has meat in it,
yeah.
and because we're dealing with no meat, we are saying it's ITEL,
yeah.
it's more plant-based, so we will say sip, mm-hmm. because you're sipping some veggies, some nuts, anything, but long as it's plant-based. So there's another joke where the head of the police station is called the superintendent,
mm-hmm.
so if you go to a Rasta restaurant or ice-tarant, they will say there's no soup here because the soup is down at the station.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, so
super, like superintendent.
Superintendent.
Yeah.
yeah.
When he has first told the story, I was like, what?
Yeah, it's just an inside joke in the Rasta mm-hmm. community.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, ITEL sip is when you go to an ITEL restaurant, just ask for ITEL sip.
Yeah, because if you say soup, I mean, I promise you, everybody's probably going to say, what? There's no soup here, like you just
yeah,
said.
Yeah, he's down at the station.
Okay. Now, tell us about the time that you decided to cook sip for your family, who was so used to having soup with meat.
Well, it was a Saturday, and my dad was at the house. Everybody was there.
Yeah.
And my dad was like, who's going to cook? And I was like, Dad, I will cook. And he's like, what you gonna cook? I said, I'm gonna cook ITEL sip. And he's like, okay, we're gonna get meat. And I was like, no meat. And he's like, what?
Yeah.
So I went, got some ingredients and did it.
Yeah.
I didn't have any pumpkin in it to
okay.
give it that curry soupy look.
Yeah.
It was just white because of the coconut milk.
Okay.
So the coconut milk gave it this white creamy look,
yeah.
and then it has the herbs, it has the yam, the sweet potato, because
okay.
you don't know, it's the country,
yeah.
we have the grung provision and
yeah.
the gungo peas,
but very nourishing to the body, by the
yes
way.
But there was no meat in it, and he was like, what is this white thing? And I was like, he was like, yo, this is some of the things Javaita teaching you. And I was like, yeah, you know, this is an ITEL sip, that
yeah.
and the funny thing is, if I put saltfish in it and cook down that coconut milk to like a gravy, it will be like a saltfish rundown.
I was gonna say it'd be like rundown.
Yeah,
it will be. I love rundown. Back in the day when Onika used to cook, because I don't know how to be cooking like that. When I used to cook saltfish rundown, I used to make that.
Oh,
I did.
Gosh.
But mackerel rundown, that's what I'll make.
Yeah.
But I love that.
Yeah.
But you probably be like, ew.
It's all good, man. No judgment. No judgment to the non-vegans.
Yes.
But that's the thing. Once you subtract the meat or fish out of a dish,
yeah.
it still has a variety, so versatile. So
yeah.
when he was having it, he was like, yo, this is good. This is flavorful. The only thing missing is meat. And I said, that's the thing, Dad. So it was just at that moment, I was so confident.
Yeah.
in preparing dishes for other people. Mm-hmm. And I remember the time my mom, when I tell my mom that she was going to make soup as well.
Yeah.
And it was pigtail soup. And you know,
no pork.
And I told my mom, I said, "Mom, just make that for just you alone, because I'm not having any." At the moment, at the time, me and her, we were living together.
Yeah.
And I had my garden, and I was doing my Ital thing. And I said, "Mom, that's not for me.
Yeah.
It's the end of the road with me and that pork." And she was like, "What?"
Yeah.
"It used to be a favorite." And I was like, "No, Mom, I'm going to make a
this
sip."
It used to be his favorite. Yeah.
And I went all the way and made an Ital sip, and I had the pumpkin in.
Yeah.
And at the time, I put some veggie chunks.
Okay.
Yeah, I put some veggie chunks in it to have that meaty vibe.
Yeah.
And it was, and my mom was just like, "Wow, this looks amazing."
And she liked it.
She liked it. Okay. She ended up pausing her pigtail soup and tried the Ital sip. So,
okay.
You know, from there, so it was just my two parents.
Yeah.
They saw the vibes, and they just did not, they support me all the way.
Yeah.
Till now. Yeah.
You know, I think when people think about plant-based food, like we know plant-based food, Ital food, all the types of food without the meat, is growing in popularity, which is great.
Yeah.
And I think what I realized, even at the experience I had with you, was there was this raw salad, right?
Yeah.
And it would tasted so good, y'all. And I was just like, bitch, like, if I had a salad like this every day, bitch, I will be healthy every day. So for me, like, how do you flavor or season the food to where it tastes so good, where people don't miss the meat? Because before, if we were to eat meat raw, we wouldn't like it,
no.
Right? If we were to eat meat with no seasoning,
yeah,
we more than likely would not like it.
Yeah.
So tell us about that.
So the thing is this, right? The reason when you eat, nobody would eat anything that's bland, because there's no flavor. There's no spice in it to actually trick your mind to want to eat it. So as what I said earlier, you eat with your eyes, right? So if the food is not presented properly to you, you won't feel interested to want to go eat it.
Yeah.
Next thing, with taste, if the food is not taste or flavored properly, we won't eat it.
Yeah.
So with meat, the only reason why people are so excited to want to eat the meat is because the meat is flavored and spiced, and it's able to trick your mind for you to eat it.
Mm.
But as of a mango or a fruit, your mind is not tricked to want to eat it because it's ripe. So naturally, you are designed to eat seeds, nuts, and vegetables,
mm-hmm.
right? You can eat a peanut, cashew nut. So for me, knowing all of that, right? I know most of the people that book my experience are non-vegans.
Yeah.
So for me, it's my job and my vision to show you I can add flavors, spices, all the beautiful things to enhance my plant-based mm-hmm. dishes
mm-hmm.
so your mind can be so tricked to the point that, wow, this is amazing.
Yeah.
So it's just me doing my job and adding flavor to things that are just basic.
Yeah.
If I don't have add the flavor to it, to make you get that rush of, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About that dressing though, it was like a sunflower.
So yeah, so that dressing is a sunflower seed garlic sauce dressing. I know for a fact that people love anything that has a garlic flavor, that Italian
yeah.
garlicky finish.
Yeah.
People love pasta, and pasta they definitely are gonna add a lot of garlic mm-hmm. to it
yeah.
for the garlic to the cream
yeah.
to make that pasta with the cheese. And, you know, just to get that nice gooiness around the pasta
mm-hmm.
for you to want to enjoy it.
Yeah.
So you can add your Alfredo and all of that. So for me now, I know if I can create a similar sauce,
yeah.
but using sunflower seeds, which actually is white,
yeah.
And then the garlic sauce with a little bit of salt. I know that I could replicate that garlicky, creamy sauce.
Yeah.
And anything you have with that, it will actually blow you away.
Yeah. I was eating a raw. I mean, you guys know. Like, every once in a while, salads are great, right?
Yeah.
But I would rather drink my greens. So I prefer to have, like, a green juice.
Yeah.
Versus, like, a salad.
I get
so
you.
So when I had the raw salad and the dressing, I said, Yes. Oh, my God, this is great. If I had this every day,
guys.
Healthy.
The salad, the sauce is, you know, the thing, the beauty with food is once you get the sauce, the gravy, the marinade right, everything else would be right. If you're cooking rice before it cooks down and everything combines, once you can get the water that's cooking the rice flavored right,
that's true.
It's home stretch after that. All you have to do is turn the heat down and just let everything cook down.
Yeah,
so the key, my people, get your sauce or your gravy right. Once you do that, good.
Yeah. Yes. So tell us how you started your business.
So how I started Vital, I was a manager for a raw food restaurant at the time, and one of the customers came in and she was like, yo, we've been reaching out to your company that you work for months, trying to invite them to come to this farmer's market. But you have a big following on social media. Your food looks amazing.
Yeah.
Why won't you just do the pop-up?
Yeah.
You know, it's an amazing way to showcase your talent.
Yeah.
And, you know, and at the time, I definitely was like, wow, you know, as what you said, like, this was just the moment of me like, yo, no, it's the time to believe in yourself. And my ex at the time, she was like, yo, you can do your own thing, you can start your own business, you can be your own boss. And she was just speaking that into my life. And I started to buy equipment, all the equipments that I needed. And the farmer's market was like probably about a month after. Opportunity came up. I started to invest in myself. I started to buy up equipment, blenders. I bought up a stove, everything that I needed to do the pop-up.
Okay.
And I started to put aside some money to buy up stuff.
Yeah.
And I bought an igloo and all the necessary stuff I would need. And it's so funny, right? The day before the farmer's market, I paid for the shop and everything. I didn't have nobody to serve the food.
Okay.
Like, I would cook it, but to deal with the customers and collect the money. And one of my customers, Maverick, which is my, he's with me right now in my team. He was doing accounting. He was working at a firm and he was a customer coming to get his lunch. And I asked him because he's, you know, suited up and stuff.
Very
and
corporate.
Very corporate. He you know, can speak properly. He loves the Rasta vibe. He's very conscious. You know, good present energy. You know what I mean? His presence is upful.
Yeah.
So I just asked him, I said, Maverick, would you like to accompany me at this farmer's market? And, you know, and he was like, yeah, let's do it. And, you know, he was my first employee.
Wow.
And we did it. It was an amazing, and it was a big eye-opening for me, because it was like the most money I've made just doing my own thing in one day. And just that little taste of that little one taste.
Back.
Yeah, once you get
you.
Once you get a taste of that, I promise you will, my whole view and mindset change right there. Like right there, I realized once I believe in myself, invest in myself, and put the energy behind that, I see where possibilities are endless, and I'm a living proof of that.
Yeah.
And you know, it's amazing where we're on the 5 years now, going almost 4 to 5 years.
Wow.
And the growth and the projection is amazing.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy.
Yeah.
And, you know, the growth and excited for the future.
Ashe.
Yeah, and just believing in self, you know.
Ashe.
Yeah, man.
So when Shavita talked about that taste of what you can get when you're doing your own business and doing your own thing, it's real, right? So it's just like, I remember when I had started Goddess Detox, and I think I remember the first time I made $1,000.
Are you a selfish babe out there that wants to have the freedom that money can buy? Do you want vacation money? Do you want money to just buy whatever you want without having to check your bank account? If that is you, I highly recommend joining my Married to the Money digital marketing and resell course. Okay, selfish babe. This digital marketing resell course is so amazing because not only do you learn about creating your own digital products like ebooks and e-courses, but as soon as you purchase my Married to the Money course, you're going to be able to resell it and keep 100% of the profits. You don't even have to get a new course. You don't even have to come up with your own course in order to sell this. This is why this product is so lucrative, and this is why it's changing so many women's lives, right? I bought this course, and now I'm reselling it as Married to the Money course, right? And now I'm giving you the opportunity to have another stream of income. I've seen a woman go online making a faceless Instagram, and she's brought in about $25,000 within 20 days. I've seen a woman bring in $30,000 in a day. I've seen women make $5,000 extra dollars in 3 weeks. Stay-at-home mom, full-time mom, single moms, everyday girls out there, in your 20s, in your 30s, in your 40s, in your 50s, it really doesn't matter. If you're a selfish babe out there that just wants to have another stream of income, I highly recommend this course. And when you purchase my Married to the Money course, one, you get the rights to resell it automatically, which is perfect. You get step-by-step instructions on how to set up everything so that you're able to reset it. You get to join a group of about 5,000 other women who are selling this exact same course, which means you have the support. And then you also get 2 free other ebooks. One ebook is about how to market yourself on Instagram to make money, right? How to market yourself on Instagram and create reels to make money. And the second ebook is how to start a faceless account and make money like that. And so if you're a selfish babe out there that doesn't want to show your face necessarily when you're marketing or when you're doing something like this, then you're going to be able to get that. And so not only do you get to resell the course, right, but you also get to resell these 2 ebooks. Both of these ebooks are, you have the rights as soon as you purchase them, which I love. So I'm like so into this. I'm so excited to share this opportunity to my selfish babes that want to have the freedom that money can buy. I know that time is very important. I know that you don't want to be slaving away at that job. And I just know that you just want another source of income for yourself and your family. And so if that is you, selfish babe, join my Married to the Money course. The link is below. XOXO, selfish babe. Bye.
In a day.
Yeah.
This is coming from like a struggling grad student, could barely pay my fucking bills, like had to put a fake car tag on the back of my car because I couldn't pay for it, getting stopped by the police because I don't have a car tag, but then they're gonna ticket me and I'm like, I don't have the money for it. So it's just like being able to come from that to making $1,000 in a day or whatever amount, you kind of get to see, this is more than maybe I'm making a paycheck.
Yeah.
I didn't have to wait a week or 2 weeks for this. This could be done in a day.
Mm-hmm.
Really does open up your mind to the possibilities. And yes, the money is great, but you also start to think about your freedom, right?
Yeah.
So it's just like, if you're doing your own thing for yourself, instead of just investing your energy into somebody else's thing, and there's nothing wrong with being an employee. We need our employees. So if you are you employed and you want to stay employed, okay?
Yeah.
I'm just saying for those that feel in their spirit and their soul that maybe a job is not for them, having that belief in yourself to put the energy towards your own thing could really benefit you, right?
Yeah.
And so when I think about self-belief for myself as a selfish babe, a woman who's selfish and authentically loves herself, I am so grateful for me for loving myself enough to do the things when it came to my business to create a life of freedom for myself. I am 32, started a business at 23, and I've been able to just live off of my income that I've created through social media, which is really amazing. And I've been able to be a lot more free where I can focus on my self-love and get into my emotions and just all the things, right?
Yeah.
And so when it comes to self-belief, Chef Vital, like, how would you help somebody switch their mindset from, I don't know if I can do this, to why would they even want to believe in themselves? Because I remember there was a conversation we were having with somebody else that was thinking about starting a business, and I think you were able to pour into him about, like, just go and do it, right?
Yeah, so it was the chef, this young chef. He did a cooking experience with me, and he was he's working for this restaurant in Toronto. And he's Jamaican, he has a Jamaican background. And he was saying, yo, they're giving me, a position to give me more money, but the hours is crazy. I hardly have any time for myself. And I just say to, and he's saying, yo, he's trying to figure out which direction he can, take to step out of that system and follow his true dream of creating his own brand.
Yeah.
So I said to him, like, and he's vegan as well. So I said to him, what you could do, you could take that money from the increased position, like the extra pay.
Yeah.
Put it aside to invest in your dream. So as a person, the first thing you have to find is your niche, your purpose. What is it that you're passionate about? The things that, what you like, if you like to travel, okay, you can create a travel company where you travel and you bring people with you and you bring them at different places and you travel together.
Yeah.
So you can create a travel agency. If you're a chef, you can create your own YouTube channel, your own social media platform that can help people, or do private chef cooking to create your brand so people can see your work. If you are a clothing designer, you can design your own clothes and do videos, TikTok, to go viral. So artists, people that are in need of fashion designer to their clothing, they will see your content. So once you have that, if you like herbs or you love tea, create a tea brand, a tea company, having tea parties.
Yeah.
That way, put it,
I saw this funny video about this guy going to this tea party in Jamaica.
Hilarious. Once you find your niche or find your calling or find your purpose, then the next step is easy. The hard part is to find what you love.
But what's the next step, though?
The next step is to actually invest into your dream and your idea.
Okay.
Because once you invest in it, if you're a sewer, you buy the machines you need to do your job.
Yeah.
I'm a chef. I buy the proper knives. I buy the equipment. I buy the stove, the two burner stove to do pop-ups.
Yeah.
I buy the igloo so to keep my preps in a cooler. You got to reinvest in your dream. Once, if you're a content creator, you invest in a proper phone that can give you better quality. If you want to do YouTube.
But you know what you're saying, Chef Vital? I think what you're saying to me sounds like the actions you take after you believe in yourself, right?
Yeah.
There was a point in time where you thinking that you can do this on your own wasn't a thing. And you mentioned there was somebody in your life that was able to kind of motivate you for a little bit to actually push you to go.
Yeah.
But how did you go from, dang, I don't know if it's going to work for me, to, all right, I'm actually going to try this. I'm actually going to spend the money and do.
Yeah.
Right? So for me, if you didn't believe in yourself, you're not going to spend a motherfucking dime
to
get anything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say? But you actually, at some point, you're like, okay, I can do this. So where did that switch happen for you?
So for me, I was already, So I was actually cooking already.
Mm-hmm.
I was 23 running a raw food restaurant, managing it.
Managing it.
At a young age, I was already growing in my career.
Mm-hmm.
I already found my purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually social climbing already in my creative way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was already known for what I do at 23 because I started early. So the only step, the next step, was from a manager, from a worker to an owner.
Yes.
So it was me learning how to manage a business, learning how to run a business, and then my girlfriend at the time, she's traveled.
Mm-hmm.
She has a business mindset.
Mm-hmm.
So she saw She was looking from outside, looking in, mm-hmm. and say, yo, you're so talented. Mm-hmm. You have so much drive in you. Mm-hmm. You're running somebody else's business mm-hmm. so good. Why you don't do it for yourself?
Yes.
If you're doing it for this person so good, imagine when you are doing it for yourself. Imagine how focused and how further you can become. So it's just when you have the right people around you,
okay.
that's the key. When you have the right people, your surroundings.
Okay.
So what I would say, find your purpose, that the thing that drives you, and surround you with the right people. Surround yourself with the right people that will feed into your drive to become that next level person. Mm. And it was my girlfriend at the time. She saw how great I could become mm-hmm. if I just made that one step. And just listening to her, and then I made the step, and then I started to invest in myself. Mm. So to prepare myself mm. for the journey. The journey is not easy. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Don't feel like, oh, I'm just going to do my own business and that's it. Yeah. No. If you're doing 12 hours in somebody's job, with your business, it's like 35 hours because it's always on.
Yeah.
It's not like off, because guess what? It always rely on you. You have the vision and you have to put in the work.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why it's not built for everybody. It's not everybody's going to be a boss. Not everybody's going to own their own business. It takes a different level of dedication. But if you're a good worker, a good team person, you can work with people to become so valuable in a team mm. that you are... the team leader needs you, or they cannot operate because you do your job so well. We need you. So at the end of the day, if you're a good team player, stay there. If you're a good, you know, worker, that's your lane. It's okay. If you want to be a boss and believe in yourself and invest in yourself and take yourself to that next level, it's going to take a lot of dedication and sacrifice.
Yeah, and even if you decided to be a team player, there's still self-belief in that, right?
Most definitely.
Just in general, I think having self-belief in yourself in general, whether or not you decide to be a boss or an employee, is just really good for you to have. It's really good, a part of their self-love makeup, as I would like to say.
Yeah.
What is Rastafari?
So Rastafari, Ras mean head. Head. Tafari means Rastafari, head. Tafari. Haile Selassie, that's Haile Selassie's name before he was crowned. And name, Haile Selassie, meaning the power of the Trinity.
Okay.
Yes. So Rastafari is Haile Selassie's. Tafari
yeah.
is actually real name, and Ras means head.
Yeah.
So every time you see Rasta, we represent head, Tafari.
Okay.
Yes. So Rastafari is a way of life, of way of self-belief and black consciousness mm. in the sense of rebelling against the European indoctrination. Mm. Aligning ourselves with the African essence. Mm-hmm. And we see Haile Selassie as the black king.
Yeah.
And his teachings and his leadership are words we should live by mm. and be inspired by, to see ourselves as higher beings and become higher beings of what the king asks of us.
Yeah.
So his teachings and his message is what we hold very great of inspiration, because we see him as our black king. Mm. So Rastafari in Jamaica, mm. because Jamaica is more of a European indoctrination from the British. Mm-hmm. So Rasta is a group of people who push more pan-African energy. So just in America, you have the civil rights movement. Mm-hmm. Rastafari was a way of rebelling against the system.
Yeah.
And for that, the system did not accept Rastas mm-hmm. in the 1950s. Because
yeah.
the movement started around in the 1950s
yeah.
by Leonard P. Howell. Mm. So it was more like a community gathering of people come together, a union of embracing their African energy and roots,
yeah.
growing your own food, being self-sustained, self, you know, belief on, we provide for ourselves, we create our own clothes, we are our own man, we don't ask any help from the system. So just like that, it's like a selfish bae in a sense.
That's,
you know?
So funny.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You self-reliant. Yeah. You know what I mean? So Rasta is more of a rebellion against the system.
Yeah.
And because of that, we create our own way of language,
yeah,
our own clothes, our, yeah, own shoes. We have our culture, and then our music now,
yeah,
became so influenced, and then the food.
Yeah.
So the culture is so next level. Everybody wants to know about us.
Yeah.
But it's just we expressing our African essence.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think Rastafari culture is really big in Jamaica, right? And when people come into Jamaica, I think when they think about Jamaica, they think about black, red, green, and black locks.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just like in general, without,
yeah,
really any knowledge,
mm-hmm,
of the history. And it wasn't until I saw the Bob Marley movie recently that I knew that I had no idea that Rastas were like being like shunned from society.
Yes.
Or were being attacked. Like,
yes,
I really didn't know that until,
yes,
I saw that movie.
Yeah.
I really didn't know that. Like, I had, like, I thought I knew something about,
yes,
Rastafarian culture, but when I saw that, I was like, wow, that's like a thing.
It was bad.
Yeah.
In 1963, there was the prime minister at the time in Jamaica issued a state of emergency, bringing Rastas dead or alive.
Wow.
So it was a genocide,
why?
A coral, they call it the Coral Garden Massacre.
Wow.
Because a Rasta man was having a dispute over land, you know, with some officers at the Rosal property. They wanted to get him off the land. And there was just some form of miscommunication and misunderstanding. They ended up shoot the guy.
Wow.
And they shot him, kill him, and then they burned down a gas station,
mm,
within the same proximity. And they
who
were
was they that burned down the gas station?
Just a group of guys just saying, yo, we're going to burn down the gas station. But they had it to say it was a group of Rastas.
Okay.
And because of that, the government already didn't like Rastas.
Yeah.
There were a lot of things coming up that Rastas were getting blamed.
Yeah.
But the sad thing is, any guy in that time who has a beard, if you do anything wrong, you're a Rasta.
Really? Wow.
So if you just have a beard, but if you don't have locks, but you just have beard, they will see you as Rasta.
And that wouldn't be, to be seen as a Rasta wasn't necessarily a good thing back in that time.
Yeah.
Right? So as much as we celebrate Rastafarian culture right now, back in the day,
it was not accepted.
It wasn't safe.
It wasn't
honestly
safe.
Lived their life, but it was not safe.
It wasn't safe for Rastas. That's why most Rastas would be up in the hills. They will grow their own food. They weren't integrated in society that much.
Yeah.
You couldn't own land or property or buy cars or be a boat because they would say, dirty Rasta, come off of my property.
Yeah.
Or why are you in my store? You know, see, you're not presentable. Or they won't give you a job,
yeah,
if you're not properly groomed.
Yeah.
Because that's how they want you to be. They want you to confine,
yeah,
to the system. So because of Rasta not confined into the system,
yeah,
they were saying, hey, we need to get these people out of society because they are going to influence the younger generation.
Yeah.
So in that time, it was a whole massacre against Rasta in the 1963, and it was really bad.
Yeah.
But it's so funny that the group of people, Rasta is like 10% of the population in, mm, Jamaica. It's a small group of people.
Yeah.
But yet still, the brand of Rasta is what they use to promote tourism.
Yes, right.
Is what they use.
Yes,
they use,
yes,
our culture. So it's just to show you that once you believe in yourself and your true essence and who you are, do not confine to what other people want you to become.
Hmm.
Stay true to you,
hmm,
because Bob, as a song said, the stone that the builder refused is going to be the head cornerstone. And that's why they are trying to capitalize off our Rasta culture.
Yeah.
They're capitalizing off our image.
Yeah.
They use Bob Marley as the ambassador for tourism.
Yeah.
They use the fake locks to show you, hey, come to Jamaica.
The hats with the locks.
Yeah, Irie man, feel good.
Yeah.
Our own slangs.
Yeah.
So it's just to show you a group of people that they will battered and bruised and put down is the people now that's actually generating a lot of money to the island. So
yeah, no, I agree. And I think it's important for my selfish babes to know that too, because I didn't know that, and I have Jamaican culture. So I'm pretty sure a lot of you guys that don't even have Jamaican culture know that either.
And if you decide to even want to start to be a Rasta, your family is the first people who is going to shun you.
You were telling me that.
Yes, like your own mother, your own dad, if they're not strong, they will look on you and say, look on my good son or my good daughter, gonna turn Rasta. I'm mad, she I'm mad. And anytime you decide to take a different journey, separate from your parents or your family, they will say, hey, this guy is going crazy.
I agree with that. And we can connect that back to self-belief, because as you guys know, I don't identify as a Christian, but you guys have known a lot about my own spiritual journeys and me practicing African spirituality. Whereas if you're growing up Christian, saying you practice something different seen as demonic is like crazy. So it's kind of like the same when he's telling his parents, hey, I want to do Rasta. It's kind of looked at in that way. It's like telling Christians, I'm going to practice this. And they're like, what the fuck are you talking about? But if you're believing in yourself and you knowing that you have your own path, no matter the words you hear from other people and the people that may be closest to you that may not be in the most positive way for you, you're going to follow those footsteps. Or at least I want you guys to follow in those footsteps of your own inner being and your own inner voice, because truly we cannot live for other people. Truly we cannot live for other people. We have to live for ourselves. And I feel like when you're walking in your light and you are being your authentic self, you're going to allow yourself to attract other people to be their authentic self and for them to know it's okay to be me. If everybody decided that, hey, the main religion is Christianity, but you really don't resonate with it and you never just did something different and you never really said anything about that, then everybody would just be like, okay, well, this is not what I'm practicing, right? Because they would kind of feel like it's wrong. But if you had that one person that was like, hey guys, I actually don't resonate with this, I want to practice this instead, and you may be vocal about it because you just feel like you want to share, there's going to be other people that feel the same way as you, right?
Yeah.
So I think it's really important. Now, how does Rastafari culture influence your cooking?
It influences it a lot, because it's just the fundamental of growing your own food and knowing that this food is organic and healthy, you know, and being a Rasta, I would say every Rasta is top tier cook in the kitchen.
Really?
Yeah, at first. Okay. I was like, because being that your food is not prepared publicly, not everywhere you can go, you can get your type of food. So you learn to be passionate about preparing your own food.
I can see that now.
Yes. So once you know that, hey, I get these organic ingredients, I am going to be creative and create this amazing dish, and I know that this food is nourishing to my body. So it's not only just food, it's more of like a spiritual connection. Because your body is like a temple, and what you feed into your body, and you are what you eat. So the liberty of Rasta is embracing the body as a temple and eating more of wholesome food for the temple and your mindset. Yeah. So your whole aura, your whole energy, your whole being is of more spiritual connection with self.
Yeah.
So it's not only just food, but it's a more spiritual, holistic energy around the whole thing of preparing your own food.
Yeah. That's what he said at the river.
You know what I mean?
So I wanted to make sure that you guys heard that as well.
Yes.
And if you're ever in Jamaica, I highly recommend Chef Vita for your experiences and even going into your business. But where do you see yourself, or where do you see your business going? You don't have to tell us all the plans.
Hey, I'm very excited for the future. You know, from what I'm seeing, staying consistent, adding more value to the brand, to my own personal brand, growing as a person, innovating, learning new ideas, stay consistent with the projection of what it can become, learning my industry that I am in, study it, learn from other people's mistakes or even my own mistakes from the past. And once I stay on point with that, I know for a fact that I will reach the level of not just only having one or five people for my river experience, but have a whole facility and busloads of people coming for my workshop, farm to table experiences, retreats, you know what I mean? Having my own property where I can create my own holistic retreat, heal people through food, and also just had more franchise pertaining to the juice bar and giving people that early introduction of healthy food, even the kids. Having the kids learning more of eating healthy from an early age, from probably from school, getting healthy foods in the school, you know, probably a couple juice bars in the school so the kids can be introduced with healthy eating and make it hip, make it fun, make it be a lifestyle.
You said hip, guys.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That's what you got to do. You got to make it hip. You got to make it, you know, it's a lifestyle. And once you can show people that it's a lifestyle, that's the perfect way of promoting a brand, promoting something of a holistic lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And that's the way of, I think, projecting the brand and the lifestyle to the masses will make me more successful and get the product out there more.
Love it. And is there any last words you want to leave us with?
Hey, not my last words, but few more words for you. Believe in yourself, because at the end of the day, nobody will believe in you. Only you can believe in yourself. You know the vision that you want for your life. You know where you want to be in life.
Yeah.
You know the life that you want. You know that the life you deserve.
Yeah.
So once you know that life you want, vision that life,
work
out a plan to get to that life and stay focused with that plan. If it's something that you need to invest in your business, keep saving.
Yeah.
Put the money aside and start small. You don't have to start big. Start small, because when you start small, you will learn on your way the do's and the don'ts to get to your goal.
Yeah.
And with that, you taking those small steps, start small, you will love the journey more.
Yeah.
You will learn from the journey. So when you reach to that next level, you know that the journey it took you to get there, you cherish it and you learn a lot. So all I can say is those words to you. Just stick to that, and I promise you, you will head to your goals.
Thank you, Chef Vital, for being on the Selfish Babe podcast.
Thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure. I wouldn't mind coming back again and sharing more. Do a part two.
Okay, where can we find you on social media?
Hey, guys, you don't know, check me out at Chef Vita J-A on Instagram. So that's Chef V-I-T-A J-A on Instagram, on all social media platforms. You can find me there. Go check out my juice bar at Vital 876.
Yes.
We're in Ocherios. Anytime you're in Ocherios, check me out. My Airbnb experience is Cooking by the River with Chef Vita. Anytime you book on Airbnb in Ocherios or St. Mary area, you'll see me pop up on Airbnb as an experience. The reviews are amazing. The vibe is right. If you're interested, book, and I will see you on the other side by the river.
Hey, Selfish Babes, old and new. I don't know if you guys know, but if you follow Selfish Babes since 2018 or 2019, then you know I have a free self-love and daily affirmations app called Selfish Babe. Many of my Selfish Babes have found me, Oleniki Osipowale, through my app, Selfish Babe. But if you are a new Selfish Babe and just have happened to hear the podcast and happened to hear my voice, but had no idea that I had a free self-love and daily affirmations app, then please go to selfishbabe.com/app and download the app, or go to your app store and search Selfish Babe, any app store. So that's the Apple store, or that is the Google store, and you can download it for free. We have over 208,000 Selfish Babes globally on the app, and I want you to become one of them. You're going to get daily affirmations and reminders. And let me let you guys know that my affirmations and reminders are not the everyday bland everyday affirmations, okay? You're going to get a little curse word or two, okay? A little reminder that you a bad bitch, okay? You're going to get a bit of those reminders, okay? So you want to download Selfish Babe today for free in your app store. Link below. Mwah. Love you guys. Selfish babe, are you ready to use products that goddesses use? Okay, then you want to check out my company, Evolving Butterfly, where I create products that will help you on your spiritual and self-love journey. I have our Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls, which is my number one best-selling spiritual womb detox for those girls that really want to start connecting to their womb space, their yoni spaces. You pray over the pearls, you insert it into your vagina for a couple of days, you physically purge, cleanse, and revitalize your yoni. But not only that, it is a spiritual and emotional cleanse. A lot of times we may be carrying on to emotional baggage. Maybe we broke up with a partner a long time ago, but we're still carrying their energy in our womb spaces. My Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls addresses all of that. And so you want to check that out at evolvingbutterfly.org, or maybe you want to try one of my crystal yoni washes like Pussy Power for Self Love, or Sex Goddess for creative energy and pleasure energy, or even Wealthy Woman for my selfish babes that are about getting the bag and the wealth. These are plant-based yoni washes. They are silky, they are luxurious, they smell good, they feel good, they give you that cooling sensation to awaken your vagina. And all the bottles come with different crystals: Pussy Power with rose quartz, Sex Goddess with carnelian, Wealthy Woman with citrine. And then they also have affirmations on the back based on each bottle. So if you want to focus more on self-love, then Pussy Power would be for you. And then we also have my Queen's Vaginal Steam Herbs. If you already have your seat and your gown and you're just looking to get some more vaginal steaming herbs, I have the Queen's Vaginal Steam. So make sure to check out my company, Evolving Butterfly, at evolvingbutterfly.org. Links below. Mwah.